The plan creates a separate tuition category for illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools and attend high school for a minimum of 3 years. Metro State President Stephen Jordan defended the decision, saying the policy is in line with the school's mission to educate Colorado students and students of color.
We would be serving people who the state had made an investment in, that had the opportunity and wanted to benefit themselves and enhance their capacity to be contributors to our economy and to our communities, and to be able to do that at a price in which the state was not subsidizing them, but which they could clearly afford to go to school.
The new tuition rate would be higher than in-state tuition, but about half as much as out-of-state rates. Joint Budget Committee Chair Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen called for the hearing.
I just want to be able to understand what the process was.
Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs also sits on the Budget Committee.
I think there's a question about the legal authority of the Board of Trustees and Metro State to unilaterally set this policy, and you are not setting rates. You are creating a new category of rates outside your statutory authority.
Earlier this week, Republican Attorney General John Southers issued an opinion saying Metro State doesn't have the authority to go it alone without a statewide law allowing the tuition policy. David Blake is the Deputy Attorney General and spoke on behalf of Southers. He says it's clearly a public benefit.
At the core of our opinion is simply this. The federal law requires an affirmative choice by the state legislature, by this body, to provide benefits to individuals who cannot prove their lawful presence in the United States.
But advocates for the plan say it's not a public benefit because the students won't receive a state subsidy like other in-state students. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver sponsored a similar bill in the legislature that would have allowed all Colorado colleges and universities to adopt a similar policy. He called the Attorney General's opinion radical.
Because what Metro has done is they've said, we've figured out what the actual cost for student is. It's more than in-state rate, and we're going to have them pay this actual rate. And what the Attorney General is saying is, no, they're bound by law to pay a fine above the actual cost. If that were true, you know, you couldn't have undocumented people using public parks without paying a fine, or driving on public roads, or riding public buses.
The debate largely falls along party lines inside the Capitol. But outside the building, the policy has support from Republicans, including several members of the business community. Meanwhile, advocates plan to introduce the bill again next year, and Metro State officials say they'll re-examine the policy in light of the Attorney General's opinion. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.